Why do people sometimes react in ways they do not understand? Why might someone feel afraid, become angry, or repeat an unhealthy response even when part of them knows the response is not helpful? Dianetics and Scientology answer these questions by dividing the mind into two primary parts, the analytical mind and the reactive mind. According to official Scientology teaching, the analytical mind is the conscious and rational part of the mind. It observes information, remembers experiences, solves problems, and makes decisions intended to promote survival. The reactive mind is described differently. Scientology teaches that it operates through stimulus and response rather than careful reasoning. It is said to contain hidden recordings that can influence a person's thoughts, emotions, physical reactions, and behavior without conscious awareness or voluntary control. Official Church of Scientology Nation recognizes a genuine human concern. People do experience unwanted reactions. We may know the right thing to do and still struggle to do it. We may understand that a situation is safe and still feel afraid. We may repeat habits that we sincerely want to change. The Apostle Paul describes something of this inner conflict in Romans 7:19. For the good which I desire, I don't do, but the evil which I don't desire, that I practice. Christianity agrees that human beings do not always act rationally. But Christianity does not explain every unwanted response through a single hidden reactive mechanism. A Christian whole person understanding recognizes that human reactions may involve many dimensions of life. These can include sinful desires, painful experiences, learned habits, bodily exhaustion, fear, grief, relational wounds, social pressure, limited knowledge, or patterns developed over time. A person may be a sinner who needs forgiveness. That same person may also be a sufferer who needs compassion. Christian ministry must learn to distinguish between these realities rather than reducing every struggle to one explanation. Reason is a gift from God, but human reason is not perfect. It is finite, influenced by our desires, and affected by sin. At the same time, emotions and bodily reactions are not automatically enemies. They may alert us to danger, reveal grief, express joy, or show that something important needs attention. When speaking with a Scientologist, avoid immediately attacking the language of the reactive mind. Begin with a respectful question. When you use the term reactive mind, what does that mean in your own experience? Listen carefully. The person may be trying to describe fear, regret, painful memories, confusion, or behavior that feels beyond control. Christian ministry does not begin by winning an argument. It begins by seeing an embodied person created in God's image. The gospel offers more than improved mental control. Jesus Christ comes to people who are both sinful and suffering. He offers forgiveness, reconciliation with God, the renewing work of the Holy Spirit, and a new life within the community of faith. Our deepest hope is not that we can perfectly master every hidden part of ourselves. Our hope is that we belong, body and soul, to Jesus Christ.